Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news to fight the fear, fight the hatred, and bring communities together. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we have an audio and a visual episode that comes out where we interview someone absolutely amazing, or we talk about an issue and how you can change it for the better. If you want to support The Positive Truth, we have t-shirts. They're $20. All proceeds go to nonprofits. You can email us and we'll send you one. We have a PayPal. It's all set up. You can also do us a favor, like our Facebook page, follow our Instagram, follow our Twitter. We have some cool things coming out shortly, and we would greatly appreciate it. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, and most importantly, share, tell a friend about this positive news. But on a more important topic, Tim, did we find out the gender of your newborn baby that's coming soon? Or not newborn,
we did, man. Coming soon. Yeah, man, we're having a girl, man.
Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you, man. We just found out. That's why I was like, yo, JP, I'm going to have to, you know, record a little bit later. But yeah, man. Found out it's a girl. We were in there for about 10 minutes, and we found out probably the last 30, 45 seconds while we were in there, so the 10 minutes seemed like it took forever, but when we found out, I was just in complete shock, because I wanted a girl, don't get me wrong, but I thought it was going to be a boy, so I convinced myself it was going to be a boy, so when she said girl, I was just like, jaw, you know, hit the floor and everything.
What was that drive home like?
Quiet, kind of like happy, but just quiet. I've definitely been quiet. I'm like, I don't know what to think anymore. I feel like everything's about to change, man.
That's because it is.
Oh, man.
What's not changing is us bringing these positive news stories.
Absolutely.
Tim, you have 4. I have 3. So let's get into it. What do you got, Tim?
Word. My first one is pretty dope. So an amazing footage shows a humpback whale that weighed 50,000 pounds protect a diver from a shark.
Say what now?
Exactly, man. So marine biologist Nan Hauser was examining a whale off of Murray Beach, Rarotonga, off the Cook Islands. I hope I said that right. I'm sure I didn't. But basically this whale started pushing the diver, and he was like, you know, I've been in water for 28 years and I've never seen a whale like be so like consistent when it comes to trying to get him on his head or on his back. So he didn't know exactly what was going on. He wasn't scared, but he just went with it. And then he finally saw the shark, which all of this is caught on video. It's about a 3-minute video. I'm going to share to our Facebook page right now, so I'm sure you guys will see it before this comes out. But, you know, comment, share, and all that good stuff on it, because this is dope.
So
I know, JP, you don't believe it.
I mean, when you told me about it, you know, we always talk about little previews before we come on to make sure we don't have the same stories. I thought you were kind of making this up, you know? But if you got video, we'll see. What kind of shark was it?
He actually wrote it down too. Give me one sec, sorry. I lied, I can't find it. Give me a minute though. Go ahead and talk, man. You're good.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. That is positive, I guess. Shout out to all the whale friends out there saving all the humans.
Absolutely.
Well, didn't we do a story on Monday where the humans took the whale off the beach and saved him?
Absolutely.
So it's coming back around. It's coming back around.
Oh, it was a tiger shark. Ha, 15-foot tiger shark.
That's terrifying.
Absolutely, man, any kind of shark is terrifying, but just named a tiger shark, yeah, I don't want to mess with it.
Well, something we do like messing with at The Positive Truth, speaking of waters, we like, you know, healthy, clean oceans, and in Belize, home of the world's largest barrier reef in the Western Hemisphere, they have permanently suspended oil operations in its ocean waters. And I think it's cool. Trying to save the Barrier Reef.
That's what's up, man. The Barrier Reef needs a lot of saving, for sure. That's like that was one of Edna's top places to ever go. And now that she's pregnant, you know, we're definitely not going anytime soon. But we were definitely going to try to go out there before, you know, it was going to be too late.
I think you got a different Barrier Reef. This is the one in Belize.
Oh, yeah, so I'm totally thinking about...
The one by Australia? Awesome.
Yeah, definitely, the Great Barrier Reef. Okay, got you. Well, that's good, though, man. At least they're putting in effort to save it, for sure.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
My next one is pretty dope, man. So Jim Chanes bans cable news networks because the constant negativity is not healthy for members. So Lifetime Fitness has eliminated CNN, Fox News Channel, MSNBC, CNBC from its televisions in 128 locations to promote a healthy way of life.
See, but what happens if they're playing sports and then your sport team loses?
Yeah, you're pretty much, you know, out of it. I'm hoping they pick up, like, you know, the NBA channel, NHL, NFL, you know, MLB. I hope they pick up those channels, but they get rid of the cable networks when it comes to, you know, the negativity, because that's why we're doing this. We're tired of seeing, you know, all the negativity the mainstream media is showing. So the fact that they're doing this, it's a step forward, and it makes me feel like we're doing the right thing right now by focusing on the positive.
Absolutely. And so if there's a whole, basically, company that's trying to turn off the negativity, that means more people need this positivity, which is more reason to share.
Absolutely.
What else
you got for us?
My next positive news story is about a 10-year-old in China. It's about a young man doing awesome things. He spent 2 years collecting 160,000 plastic bottles and recycling them. He raised $2,700, and he donated all of the money to AIDS victims in China.
Wow. And how old was this kid?
A whole lot of 10.
Wow.
He started when he was 8.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
These kids in the world, man, they're just amazing. Like, I can't wait to, I'm just ready to be a dad.
You say that now with the first 6 months of not sleeping. Might change your opinion, Tim.
Touche. Man, well, my next story comes from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I wanted to say Kalamazoo, I'm not going to lie to you. So a Trader Joe's store basically donated 35,000 pounds of food to a local shelter after their refrigeration system went down Wednesday morning. So the grocery train delivered the food to Kalamazoo Gospel Mission, which says the donation is the largest donation they have ever seen. And yeah, that's why we're talking about it, because, I mean, 35,000 pounds of food. We're not talking about 100. We're talking about 35,000 pounds. That's ridiculous.
That's a big truck.
Man, trucks, multiple for sure. But yeah, man, they just said that this is what they do. This is... they want to take care of their community, and this is the best way they can do it. So I thought that was awesome, and I definitely wanted to share on the positive truth, because it was positive truth worthy for sure.
Well, that's funny, because I have Bad Martha Brewing Company. Apparently they make beers. Mm-hmm. They donated $5,000 to an island food pantry to help with their important mission of feeding the hungry, which kind of goes along with yours.
That's dope, man. That's real deal.
The island food pantry has been able to provide groceries for over 400 individuals and families this past year. So hopefully this money continues to help feed people that are hungry.
Absolutely, man. You have any more positive news stories?
I do not.
All right, awesome, man. I have one more. This is actually coming from a sport that I do not watch, but I've been to a few hockey matches, or hockey games, I guess. They're pretty cool to watch in person, I guess. But this hockey player from the Milwaukee Admirals was desperate to get home to Milwaukee from his game in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The reason being is he wanted to see the birth of his child after his wife called him at 2 a.m. to tell her, you know, her water broke. So this is, you know, 2 a.m., not very many. I don't even think there is any flights going out at 2 a.m. But the first flight out of Grand Rapids, anywhere close that would have got him to his home in Chicago, was at 6:30 in the morning. So that being said, he still have a 90-minute drive once he landed at 6:30, being if his flight would have been on time. So basically, there was a bad snowstorm, and he was like, you know what, I got to figure this out. There wasn't a cab driver that would take him. other options were getting him nowhere. He was calling all these car services. They were basically like, you had to call in advance and reserve them, etc. So he's kind of like freaking out at this point. And he basically woke up his teammate. His last thoughts were to wake up his teammate, Mark Zengerl. And he spent the last two seasons actually playing in Grand Rapids, the team that they were playing. So he was like, hey, you played here the last couple years. Do you know anybody that could help me? Let me borrow a car or anything. And he was like, well, there's this one guy, and he's a really good guy. So his roommate called Tom McCollum, who was a goalie from the other team. And Tom McCollum, I'm sorry, was still awake because he was watching a movie, and he answered the phone, and he was like, you know, what's up? And he basically was like, hey, I have a question. And he told him the situation, and without even thinking about it, McCollum was like, hey, I'm not going to need my truck for the next few days, so he can go ahead and take that. The coolest thing about this story is the man got to the hospital at 6:15 a.m. His son was born at 6:54.
Hey!
Man, it's so dope. He made it on time, all because of the help of somebody they just played. You're not even supposed to like the other team. Well, maybe back in the day, but these days it's okay to like the people you're competing against. But yeah, man, I just thought it was so awesome. I was like, man, that's a magical moment for sure.
That's crazy. I can imagine, you know, sitting in the middle of a snowstorm and someone calling you and be like, hey, can my friend use your car to drive 6 miles?
Man, that's...
to see his kid get born? Like, that's a hell of a phone call. There are worse phone calls to get at night, for sure, but that's a hell of a phone call.
Absolutely, man. I just think it's so dope. There was so much generosity going on. Everybody came together, helped each other out. People that didn't even know each other. I just think it's awesome. That's how positivity is supposed to be.
Damn right it is, Tim. Damn right. I got nothing really to add to that. That is just a crazy story.
Man, it is. It is. So, we're out of positive news stories.
Do you have a quote, Tim?
I'm actually looking for one as we speak.
Oh, I got you.
Yes. What do you got for us, JP?
Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. George Boss. Bernard Shaw.
I like that one. Whoa. And on that note, let's create some positivity for everyone else out there. Let's smile, let's shake hands, and let's make the world a better place.
Damn right, Tim. We're out.
Stay positive.